Praise God. So you can hear everybody that this is the one of the scriptures that speaks of the Holy Spirit alighting upon Jesus. It's also actually when we are reading this, we can also learn that it was a way to point to Jesus, right? When they saw that, when John saw that the Holy Spirit came down upon Jesus as a dove, then he knew that he was the Son of God. He was the Lamb of God. So there's all kinds of things that we learn in this wonderful scripture here today. And like Alfred had said at the beginning, it has a question in it. And there are many questions in the Bible. I remember a friend of mine told me, he was a pastor, and he was saying, you know, be prepared with questions when people have questions for you. It's a good way to, you know, learn from each other, but it's also good to, you know, not just give people answers, but to ask them to come up with the answers themselves, you know, and to go into thought and to get into things instead of just being told something. They consider those questions for themselves. And that's really, I kind of feel like what Jesus is doing here with the disciples and the people that are coming to him. He wants to deepen their faith. He wants them not just merely to come and say, okay, be our leader. He wants them to know there's much more to it in life than that. And so there's a lot of questions that are being asked in the Bible. And if you look at the scripture before this with John the Baptist, the people came up to him when they saw him and they heard his testimony and they said, who are you? Good question, right? He's coming around and he's telling everybody, prepare the way of the Lord. And they're thinking, you know, who are you? Good question. Right. And he confessed and he said, he did not deny and said, I am not the Christ. So his answer was that. And then they asked him, what then? Are you Elijah? He said, no, I'm not. Are you the prophet? He answered, no. So they said to him, who are you then? We need to give an answer to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself? And he said, I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, as the prophet Isaiah said. And so, through their questioning, they found out he was the one who was to fulfill scripture. He was the one that was going to be preparing the way for Christ, for Jesus. He was not Christ himself. And he gave them that answer and he identified himself. So there are many very simple questions that we can ask. What would you say if I were to say, ask you the question, who are you? That is a question that has deep meaning. This past Saturday, we went to a funeral and it was for a woman who was of great faith, and I was sharing with the deacon board last night that during the funeral service, the pastor shared that he had given a sermon last Sunday or the previous Sunday. And in that sermon, he had asked three questions. Who am I? Right? He wanted the people there to ask these questions themselves. Who am I? What am I doing? Where am I going? And the woman who we remembered in the funeral service yesterday was at that service just that past Sunday. And she was sitting there listening to the sermon and she sat down and she wrote her grandchildren and her great grandchildren an email. And in that email, she said, dear children, I want you to consider this question today. Who am I? And I want you to think of that in terms of your life as a child of God and the meaning of life. Who am I in the greater sense of life? And I want you to ask yourselves that question and also consider, what am I doing? What am I doing in my life? What am I using my life for? You know, I don't remember all the things that she said to them, but she was pouring her heart out, using the questions from that lesson in the sermon to also bring her children into a deeper understanding of life and the meaning of Jesus Christ in their lives. And then also, where are you going? And it proved to be very, very providential in her life because she knew where she was going. And the entire funeral service was a celebration of the fact that she had now entered into the heavenlies with God himself. And so she knew where she was going and she wanted her children and her grandchildren and her great grandchildren to know that. And at the end of the email, she said, do not let this year, 2023, be just like every other year. Do not make empty kind of promises and resolutions that are not going to be fulfilled. Think about who you are. Think about what you're doing. Think about where you're going. And may God bless you in that journey. And those were the last words of her to her kids and her grandchildren and her great-grandchildren. And they all were there present to celebrate her life as a child of God who believed in Jesus Christ and that she had a heavenly place in heaven waiting for her. And that was the hope that she had. And she wanted all the people there and to know about that. And we heard it in her testimony. She was no longer with us on earth, but we heard her testimony even there at that funeral service. Isn't that amazing? And that's what the kind of effect that we have and the kind of things that we also want to be asking ourselves, right? Who, if we ask ourselves who John the Baptist was and we say, who are you? He says, I am the voice in the wilderness crying out, prepare the way of the Lord. That is the way John the Baptist saw himself. He didn't say, you know, this is my mother and this is my father. He didn't talk about those things. He talked about himself as a child of God and a person who was given a life by God for a purpose. And that's how, that was his identity. And so they asked him that and he told them who he was. And then they went back, when the disciples came and people were asking him to, you know, what's this all about? And he said, you need to repent of your sins because the true Messiah is coming. That was what he was doing, isn't it? What are you doing? I'm telling people about Jesus Christ because he is the most important one. That's what we were just singing, right? He's the center of it all. And so he was teaching them about the meaning of real life. And that's who he was. And that was what he was doing. Where is he going? He lost his life in the end at the hands of people who wanted him out of the way because he told them about their sins so that they would be saved and they killed him for it, but he went to heaven. Right. And one day we'll meet him there. One day we'll meet John the Baptist there. He knew where he was going. That was why he put his life into all that he was doing for Christ, because he knew where he was going. He knew that his life had more importance to people so that they would know who Jesus is. And he pointed them in that direction. So here in the scriptures, we hear that these people came up to him and they were listening to what he said. We also know from the previous sermons that John the Baptist baptized people for the repentance of their sins, right? He baptized them for that. But then he said, but actually someone more important is coming and he's going to baptize you with the Holy Spirit. And that would be Jesus. So he in this scripture also here said, behold, the Lamb of God. He pointed away from himself and he said to the disciples, and he had his own disciples, right? Disciples can be of anyone, actually, but we always think of it in terms of being disciples of Christ. But John the Baptist had followers, too, and they were coming to him because they really wanted to listen to what he had to say about Jesus. But he was saying to them, no, don't come to me now. There is the Lamb of God. There is the one who's coming, and you don't need to do any more of these animal sacrifices and things like that because he's the one who is the true sacrificial lamb. He is going to come now, and he is going to show you that he is the way and the truth and the life. And the time with me is over. Now you must go and follow him. And that was what John the Baptist was all about. That's who John the Baptist was all about, right? And so these disciples were going to Jesus towards him, right? And Jesus looks at them and he says, what are you seeking? They came after him. Now we know very well, and I'm sure that you all know this, that the people that were awaiting the Messiah, that were waiting for Jesus Christ, were expecting someone who was going to bring them political power. They were going to have a kingdom there on earth, and he was going to restore them to this kind of a position in the society that they lived in. And Jesus knew that. And so when he turned around and he looked at them, he asked that very, very important question and a very seeking question itself. What are you seeking? And he wanted to bring them from where they were into the place they needed to be. And I think that's what a good question does, right? That's what a good question does. It takes someone from where they are and it leads them to where they need to be. It brings them into a further understanding in life, to a deeper understanding of life. Now, I want to share something with you that I thought of that I hope will help in a little bit of a way to just show how questions in life can help us. And I really believe this is true, that questions and the things that we are being asked sometimes unexpectedly can take us from point A to point B, that the dots will be connected in our lives, that we begin to, we think in one way, and then we're actually brought into another way that we didn't really expect. And this is what I wanted to share with you. So this young boy sees a girl and he goes, "She's really pretty. I think I'm going to ask her out." So he struggles with it and he's trembling and thinking about her and wants to do it. And he doesn't know whether she's going to turn him down or not. And so he gets on the phone and with a trembling hand, he presses the numbers of her phone number and he calls up and she answers and he hangs up the phone. And then he calls back again. He gets his nerve up and he calls her up and he presses the numbers in and he hears her voice and he starts to stutter and he goes, "Hey," and he tells her who he is. And then he says, "I was just wondering, would you like to go out with me?" And to his surprise and wonder and joy, she says, "Oh, okay." So he said, "Okay, how about this Friday?" And she says, "All right, what time?" And he says, I'll come by around 7. Maybe we can go out and get some, bubble tea." She says, "Cool. Okay. I'll see you then." So he's like thinking, "Oh, this is great. You know, I've got it made. This is so exciting." And he really likes her and he's thinking about her all this time it's coming close to their day. And so he gets in his car and he pulls up in front of her house and he goes up to the door and he stands there and he's thinking he's going to see her. And the door opens up and who does he see? Her dad. And he kind of doesn't know what to do. And he's like, and her father says, "Who are you?" So he asks him a question, right? "Who are you?" And he's thinking, "Well, can't think of his name." And so he blurts out his name to the father and the father says, "Okay, so what do you want?" And so, of course, the father is trying to give him a hard time. And he says, I'm here to pick up your daughter." And the father says, "What for?" And he goes, "We're going to go out and get some bubble tea." And he says, "All right, let me come on in and I'll get her." So anyway, he goes inside and of course, this girl is upstairs and she's not ready yet. And she's upstairs and so he doesn't know what to do and he's standing there and the father's there and it's very awkward and he's like thinking, "What am I going to do? I didn't expect this." So the father asks him another question, "What do you want from my daughter?" And he goes, "I'm just taking her out to go out and get some bubble tea." And the father says, "Okay, all right, I'll have a seat." So the girl comes down. She comes down and he brightens up. He stands up. He's so happy to see her. He's thinking, "I can finally get out of here and we can go out and get some bubble tea." And the father says, "What time are you going to be back?" And he hadn't thought of that one either. And he said, 10? And the father said, "Okay, where are you going to be?" And he said, "Well, we're going to go down to this place." And he tells him the place they're going to be for bubble tea. And so the girl says, "See you later, Daddy." And she pushes him out the door and they go and get in the car. So what's the point of this whole story? This kid had a very simple idea in mind. He was thinking in, you know, very easy terms. "I want to take this nice girl out. She's pretty. I'm interested in her. She seems to like me. And so maybe we'll just go for some bubble tea." But in the course of that short encounter and that whole building up to that, he realizes there's a lot more to this girl than just what I see. There's a lot more to life than just saying, "I'm going to take somebody out and I'm going to get them in my car," which, you know, in itself is a big responsibility. "And then I'm going to take this person to where I want to go. And then I'm going to, you know, take her back home again." But in a big way, the father has helped this young man to grow up. He's taken him from point A and he's taken him to point B. He's helped him to see that this girl is someone's daughter and that they care about this girl, and they've raised this girl and taken care of her all the way since the time she was born up to this point. And they have this relationship with her, and they care about her, and they care about what's going to happen to her. And so even though the father was giving the guy a little bit of a hard time, he was actually asking really good questions that are real and that need to be asked, because he wanted to know that his daughter was in good hands and she was saved. But for the boy himself, he was thinking, okay, so let me think now. It's not just that simple, and it's not like everybody wanted to take all the fun out of it. It's just that you have to understand, when you do something, even if it's just to have fun, there's responsibility, and there's things going on there that you may not have thought of or even learned before until that point. And I really believe that the same thing goes on in our lives with God. A person can go along and they feel like, this is my life. This is my life. It belongs to me. I'm my own person. I am who I am. And it's my good looks, or it's my smarts. It's my abilities. It's all these different things that I have that I'm going to use in life. And God comes into the picture and he says, who are you really? And in the bigger scope of life, in the bigger picture of life, who are you? What are you doing? Where are you going? Do you know who I am? You know, do you know that I have known you since you were born? Before you were born? I know everything about you, right? And I want you to know me. And so when Jesus comes up to these disciples, he has people that have a certain understanding of what they thought was going to be found in this person called the Messiah when he came into the world. And they heard all the prophecies and they were thinking, he's coming, he's going to save us and put us in a position where we can be in control. And what Jesus was saying is that I'm here so that you know that I am in control. I'm in control. I'm much more than whatever it is that you heard before. And I want you to know the things that I have for you. A deeper understanding of life than you could ever imagine. Right? And so God is asking us today, brothers and sisters, what are you seeking? What are you seeking in life? Who is God to you? What does following Jesus mean to you, right? There's so much more that he wants to give to us. There's so much more in our lives. There's so many things that go on in our lives that we, just like this one example of a kid wanting to take a girl out on a date, it's all encompassing. It's all life and lessons that God gives to us, but it's how we react. What if that young man were to say, ah, bug off, old man? Right? And some kids do, right? They'll say, don't tell me what to do. What if the daughter said, Daddy, I'm out of here. I don't want you. You know, all these things start to come into the picture, right? But these are real situations in life that we face. How are we going to react to those things? Are we going to accept that and then just say, you know what? I'm going to try to act in a way that is actually going to acknowledge that I need something. I need to learn something here, right? I can tell you from my own perspective that kind of a person described me quite well, right? I'm my own person. I don't want to have to answer questions. I don't want to have to be responsible to someone. But man, there's so much wisdom when we do. when we submit and we say, yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. And we have that kind of an integrity that God is looking for in the character that is inside of us that says, I am going to learn. I'm going to learn from people that are older than me. I'm going to learn from my parents. I'm going to learn from my teachers. I'm going to learn from people at church that teach the word of God. The woman who passed away was constantly being referred to as someone who was a woman of faith, and she was teaching Sunday school up to the Sunday before she died. 80 years old. And that was who she was. She was a woman of faith. She was a woman who wanted her grandchildren and great-grandchildren to know the truth that who Jesus was. That was what is important. And she listened. It was funny, the pastor said it was nice to hear that at least one person was listening to my sermon. And he was joking. But, you know, it's true. She was listening. She was learning up until the day that she went to be with the Lord. She was listening to the word of God in church and learning from it and passing it on to the children, passing it on to other people. One of the people who stood up and gave a testimony about her said this. She was very frail and she didn't speak very much, but she said, I attended her Bible study recently and I wasn't really good at, you know, the Bible, and I didn't feel comfortable, but she made me feel welcome. And I knew that I could talk to her. These are the kind of things that people remember. These are the kind of things that make a big impression on people, right? But she first listened to what was told to her. She listened with eagerness, and she didn't just keep it to herself. She passed it on. She gave it to other people. And that is exactly what God is telling us in his word here today. That John the Baptist could have said, I'm important. Look at all these people that are following me. Look at all the people that I'm baptizing. But he said to them, when he saw the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ came, he said, that is the one you need. He's the one who will make a difference in your life. Everybody, do you understand the importance of that? To understand that Jesus Christ is the one that you need the most. Right? And when he comes into your life, sure, it's going to make you feel awkward. You're going to feel like, oh, I don't like being put in this position. I want to do things my own way. I want to go my own way. I want to, you know, and God is just saying, let me have you. There's a guy named John Maxwell. He's a very, very well-known leadership trainer, and he's also a very strong Christian. And there's a number of questions that he said made a big impression on him in his life. And the biggest one and the most important one was this. And it came from God. Will you trust me with your life? Will you trust me with your life? And that's a great question for us to consider today, right? Probably the most important question. When God comes to you and he says that, will you trust me with your life? What does it take to trust someone? You have to know that they love you, that they care about you, that there's someone there that truly, really does put himself out there and show you somehow that he's there for you. And that's what God does. But the question still needs to be answered. Will you trust me with your life? My life. God, I trust you with my life. And that's what we do when we're baptized, right? We come to God and we say, yes, Lord, I will trust you with my life. You can have my life. And I know there's going to be times when I'm going to be asked questions and put into positions, Lord, where I'm going to be kind of uncomfortable, and it's going to make me feel kind of awkward, and I'm going to feel like, don't tell me what to do and things like that. But Lord, I still know that you're the most important one in life. And so, yes, Lord, I trust you with my life. If you have never said that to God before and you've never said yes to Lord, I want to trust you with my life, can you raise your hand If you're ready today to say that to him, yes, Lord, I'm ready to trust you with my life. I give you my life. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Just raise your hand if you're ready today to do that. That's what life is about. You want to give God your life. Trust him. Right. We're going to have a baptism on Easter. We've been making plans, and the board had plans last night, and we're saying we're going to have a baptism on that day. Wouldn't that be a great day to be baptized? Amen? To say, Lord, I trust you with my life. And you can have me, and Lord, you're just going to have to help me because I'm weak sometimes, and I know that I can't do it alone, but Lord, I trust you with my life. And Lord, I know that there's going to be times when I'm going to be brokenhearted, and there's going to be things that I face in my life that are going to be challenging, but Lord, I trust you with my life. Maybe you can think of other things that you've gone through in your life where you're wondering what you're going to do, but now it's time for you to say, God, I trust you with my life. Isn't God wonderful? And so let's think about these words today that we heard, and also think about those questions. And when you hear a question, think about Jesus. Think about Jesus. And let's remember what Esther, our friend who passed away, said to her grandchildren, right? And that's what it's all about. We're a family here. And so we're interested in seeing everyone in our families know God. Who am I? What am I doing? And where am I going? Who am I? What am I doing? Where am I going? And then the most important question to ask and to hear it from God is, will you trust me with your life? Let it be our answer today. Yes, Lord, yes, I trust you with my life. Amen.